Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the right place. This is Vibrate and Elevate. Thank you for tuning in. Now that you've adjusted your frequency and your vibration, you're in the right place to be to do so if you needed a little help. This is Miss Controversy Bird. This is Miss Latoya. This is Miss Butterfly Bird, depending on which day you catch me. I'm so excited to be here on May 1st, celebrating mating and dating for the month of May. All right? So last week we gave you a little preview. And we started the discussion of what's going on in the dating world. And some of us realized that we really don't know how to date. All right, so that was last week. We had an amazing show. We had relationship revitalization strategist. I got to get that whole title right. Okay, Mr. Andre Blaylock was on the line, as well as Ms. Valerie Denise Jones, who will be joining us in just a moment. On the show last week, giving us the 411 on our date number and giving us the opportunity to do some self-analyzation and figure out what in the world is going on with the date life, all right, and what's up on the dating scene. So before we get into it, I want to remind all the listeners and supporters that for the month of March and a little bit into April, on Vibrate and Elevate, we took the time to do our, meditation madness. We got an opportunity to show you how to clean out your garden, all right, and to give recognition to what you have been through in different areas of your life. And we used the whole analogy of garden because, you know, we knew springtime was coming. So May 1st, we're celebrating, the spring festival, if you will, and it's time for you to start embracing new things that are blooming in your garden. And so that's what this whole month is about, but we're going to deal with the mating and dating component dealing with your garden. All right, I hope you're on board. I hope you get it. I hope you got your ears tuned in, and I hope you're ready to get some jewels dropped, as we always do on our Sunday show. So Miss Valerie Denise Jones, how are you? Welcome to the line. Peace and blessings to the queen.
Thank you, Mommy. I'm having quite the day, but I'm ready.
Well, thank you so much for being available, and not only being available, but always being on point. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with Valerie Denise Jones, let me go ahead and give her a better, more thorough introduction. This young lady, this queen, this goddess is on the scene when it comes to current events. She's on the scene when it comes to blogging, and she has a damn opinion. You hear me? She has something to say because she knows what's going on, and that's why I'm excited to have her here on the show, because we're going to tie in, you know, some of the things that are going on in the media and, you know, how that kind of chimes in with relationships and where we're at as a society. Sometimes we're influenced by what's going on out there, you know, in TV land. And so, Miss Valerie, if you could share with us, if you could bless us, please, with what in the world is going on out there in the current event world.
There are quite a few topics, and then, you know, you just tell me which fight you choose, because there's an incident between Nick Young and Iggy Azalea. There's Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio. He's 41, she's 27. You've got a woman who broke into Chris Brown's house. She's a stalker. She broke into his house last year. tried to re-enter again this week and was detained by security. And then you have the Lil Kim incident, who is close. That's closest to my heart because I can kind of understand where she's coming from, but I think that she took it a tad bit too far. So you tell me where you want to start, and we'll just handle it.
Okay, so just because age is only a number, I want to start out with the Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio, because I think a lot of times in dating, we tend to just rule out certain age groups because they're either too young, and I'm talking about not any illegal young age, but just too young, or we just, you know, rule them out as being too old. And so I want to start with that one.
Okay, well, let's tackle that. Well, we all know that Rihanna, and this is allegedly, supposedly, okay? She's sexually fluid, I guess you can say. And she's been known to have public relations.
Wait, did you say sexually clueless?
Fluid is what they call it.
Oh, fluid.
Yeah,
wait a minute, that's me. Okay,
yeah,
you did the political correct.
I know, right? We don't know. I don't know what goes on in her bedroom, but I'm just saying, well, that she's been seen out with and had these alleged relationships with. And Leonardo DiCaprio is one of them. And I think that, you know, they make a cute couple, but they're sort of the same. They're kindred spirits, right? Because Rihanna... She's a very sexual person, so is Leonardo. Leonardo is the type of person, he's an enigma. You can't really figure him out because he looks like the type on the outside who you think would be in a relationship, a long-term relationship. But then you find out he has like a playboy reputation and he kind of changes relationships. He's in and out. I think his cycle is somewhere around 14 to 21 days. He doesn't really keep them. So I don't really know if he's trying to do the whole Jack Nicklaus thing. You know Jack Nicklaus, Mr. I forget his name. I just know that there's so many movies I love because I Leonardo guy, he just doesn't look the part per se because he looks like it's possibly to be a nice guy. But he's a perfect mate, in my opinion, for Rihanna because she is just wild and sexual, and she's this beautiful creature who just, to me, just she understands who she is, where her powers are, and she uses them. And long story short, they've been kind of flirting with this whole thing that we call relationship, or my grandmother would call courting. And so they've been in and out of this relationship, quote-unquote relationship, for a while now, but was recently seen in New York together at Coachella, and then again, not too long ago, a few days ago, in Los Angeles, at a nightclub, and they were all cozied up and flirting. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, is that good or is that bad? Because if you're the type of person, you own, I am single. Should you be in a relationship just for the sake of being in a relationship, if you're the type of person who, you know, is devoid of that area, you know, devoid of emotion?
That's a really good question that I think is popular. However, I think that we need to get away from, you know, some labels if we're comfortable with it. Why? This week I had an older gentleman ask me, how do you know you're in a relationship? And I was like, I guess it's based on what roles you decide to assume. You know, and then I said, no, scratch that, because some relationships, they don't need any discussing. They just organically, they are. And I think that's what's going on with what we see, you know, with some, you know, Hollywood couples in this case with Rihanna and Leonardo. They just feeling each other. They doing them. And it may or may not be that type of relationship. And, you know, if this was the 60s or 70s, definitely courting, you know, definitely something a little bit more structured. But we're in 2016 and things are different and people are a little bit more free. You know, I think that it's okay for them to be in something that's unidentifiable as long as they're comfortable with it. Now, if they turn around and get stupid about it, then that's retarded.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
I kind of understand based on my own, if I use my own life as an example, I kind of get it because there are occasions when I just literally just do not feel like being bothered. A relationship is like a business, you know? It is seriously like a business, and you basically have to play manager, employer, employee, you know, CEO. You have to cater to that person. You have to, that person, you expect that person to cater to you, to know you, to be able to answer all of your questions and you know, give you everything that you need or want or whatever. And sometimes I'm not in the mood, but here's another quick story, little backstory, a little bit about my history. When I modeled for Ebony Fashion Fair, I remember we had a total of 10 girls, and I remember several of the girls were trying to push, I think there was a total of 2 or 3 of us into one night stand, and that was something I'd never entertained because my body's my temple, you know, and I'm in my head when it comes to sex and relationships, you know. So just the thought that these women, I've been on both sides where it's like I don't feel like being bothered, but sometimes you'll see someone and you're attracted to him and you're all turned on and you're hot and bothered and you're like, dang, if I could just, you know, like the men say, tap that, or that may be a little antiquated statement. But, you know, sometimes you just want to know. So I totally
get the whole.
You
need some healing, some sexual healing.
Yeah, you need some sexual healing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, so you want to, but then what about the day after? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you going
to do? Is there more
like
to
the
it?
Day after? Yeah.
Right.
I can
and then.
Separate relationship from sex. I mean, I can separate my me from relationship, but I don't know if I can separate sex from relationship.
Right, and that boils down to the fact that we're always in a relationship. It's just the type of relationship that we need to, one, clarify on for ourselves before we just interact with others willy-nilly, so to speak. If we don't really know what's going on with us, that kind of creates a gray area when we touch point with the next person because in one instance, you know, if you high five a person, you know, you intend that to be, you know, very platonic, you know, straightforward. The other person might interpret that like, oh, my gosh, she touched my hand. She ready for a second base. Like, I've been through this. So one of the things that I've learned, and definitely from listening to Andre last week, was, you know, the important component of communication and communicating and letting, you know, first yourself know. You got to have your goals clearly defined for you. And if they're not clearly defined, at least you know what you're not sure about, you know, as you enter in or engage with other people. Now, when you figure out that you want that type of relationship, that you want to stay in touch after the morning after, and you want to stay in touch and you have a whole plan, then you need to make sure you're investing in the right type of personality. And from what I understand, you know, that deals with your date number sometimes. So thank you for sharing, you know, your little dating experience. And sometimes what I think all women share is like, you know, I don't have, boy, bye. Like, I don't want to deal with you, you know, and shout out to Beyonce. Boy, bye. So, but sometimes I need you to come back. I need you to come home. Like, where you at? Like, you haven't called me all day. Like, So we definitely are sending the message out right now is that define what you want before you go shopping. It's just like
right.
the rule, Valerie, you know, when you go to the grocery store, don't go to the grocery store hungry. It's
right.
going to make the bill stupid, especially if you go into Whole Foods. So on that note, hold that thought. I got my halfway mark, and I want to definitely make sure that I open up Andre's line. I'm talking about Mr. Andre Blaylock. Hold on one moment. Valerie, while I'm pulling up Andre's line, can you share with us maybe a prediction about Leonardo and Miss Spain? I can't think of her name right now.
Brianna?
Yes. Could you share a prediction?
I'm totally in love with that relationship, and I think that they will just continue doing what they do because they do it best. You know, I think that that's just what's going to happen, and I think that they don't care about tradition. They don't care about what people say or think. I think that they care more about who they are, what they feel like doing, and that's it. And I feel that way, too. You know, sometimes you just got to take a stand and say, this is my life. This is what I want for me, and everybody else has just got to deal with it. So we got that, and then as I mentioned before, you've got Nick Young and Iggy Azalea. You've got a couple who was engaged, or they are still engaged, and he's still a ball player, you know, and she is looking to become a wife. And so there we are. I'd rather the Leonardo scenario than Nick and Iggy Azalea, because I don't like it when the representative shows up. And if he knows he still wants to be out there, he still wants to, you know, do what we all kind of, the stereotypes and everything that's synonymous with being a ball player. If he still wants to play, why put a ring on it? Why engage
right.
a woman? Why get engaged to a woman? To me, that's just...
Cause
that's
putting the layaway.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's right, and that's the layaway plan that Andre mentioned last week. And on that note, I want to give an applause to everybody that no longer has layaway plan. They cancel their layaway because they're not playing with people out here in these streets. Keep trying to put women on layaway and watch you get cut, okay? You play too much. So on that note, I have Mr. Andre Blaylock, author of What Is Your Date Number? Peace and Blessings. Welcome. How are you?
What's up? What's up, Toya? What's up, Val? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Hi, Dre,
absolutely.
Could you come a little closer to the mic because I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me for me.
Yeah, there's a huge echo. And then there's also...
Okay, is this better?
There's a sound. Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, there's a... That might be Blog Talk. Blog Talk, please tighten up. We're trying to do a show here.
What you doing, Blog Talk?
That's right.
So, yo, I was listening to y'all kind of chop it up a little bit, and that's kind of cool. Val, I like what you said about, like, relationships being like businesses, right? Didn't you say something
right.
like that?
Yeah.
And Toya, I like your point where you said, like, relationships happen organically, correct?
Yes.
You know?
Kind of,
yeah, I kind of like that, you know, and I'm kind of caught between both worlds. I think that relationships do happen organically, but check this out, partnerships happen on purpose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned like a relationship being like a business, right? So you're not gonna go into business with a raggedy partner. You know what I mean? You wanna make sure that this dude is financially or fiscally smart, you know, that he has everything going on as far as like knowledge is concerned going into the business. And I think the same thing with a relationship. A lot of times we get hung up on the external. You know, we get hung up on these images because we speak with words, but we communicate with pictures. You see what I'm saying? If I talk to you and I'm like,
right.
the red cow, You've never seen a red cow, but your mind just visualized a red cow. I know it did, right? So a lot of times it's the words that we use. And whenever you start putting, how can I put this? If I'm kicking it with Valerie and we're just going along famously, no problems at all. I'm really loving my interaction with her because a relationship is all about relating. You're relating every second of the day that you're with your person. It's not just this one whole thing. It's a little small series of things. Every second you're relating when you're in a relationship, right? So as soon as me and Val, we're relating fine. But as soon as she asks that question, where are we going? What are we doing now? What are your intentions? Right? Because you know that comes up. Because it's a business proposition. And you got to think about it. Whose business is it really if you're single or not besides your own? Right? A lot of times we succumb to the pressure. We succumb to the pressure of the cupcake. When I say cupcake, y'all know what cupcake it is. Two little Hostess cupcakes in the package. They're side by side. You want a cupcake with somebody. So you succumb to that pressure because you feel after a certain age or whatever, you need to have somebody. But whose business, if we're talking partnerships and stuff, is it if you're single or not besides your own? If you're happy, own it. You know what I mean? Okay. But just getting back to what I was saying about the words and stuff. Let's just say the minute I put a title on it, well, yo, Val, you're my girl now. I want to see you exclusively. You're my woman. All of a sudden, these images start flashing in Valerie's mind what that means. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do that. Why am I doing it? You see what I'm saying? The same thing flashes into my mind. While we just kind of kicking it, I don't expect her to fix me dinner. But soon she becomes my girl. You gonna fix me some food now? You gonna rub my feet? You see what I'm saying? So these expectations come, and the danger is we don't know what each person's expectation is, because it's different for everybody. I'm going to kind of be quiet because you know y'all know how I kind of go off. But look, check this out. We're kind of talking about this offline the other day, Toya, and it's like this: all of us are just a series of imprints and impressions. That's all we are. We have thoughts. Okay. We have experiences that have happened to us along our life, and that has formed who we are. So we think. But all those are our belief systems. It's just belief systems. That's not who we are. They're things that we've accumulated over time, kind of like clothes and shoes. I'm saying that because most women accumulate clothes and shoes. I don't care how many clothes, dresses, pants, suits, shoes you have in your closet. They're yours, but they are not you. Your style might be defined by what you wear when you walk outside, but your personality is not. So I'm just saying all this stuff to say that sometimes, you know, the focus should be if you're with somebody who you enjoy. I love this quote. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is the future. But today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. If you're with somebody you like, enjoy it. Quit trying to define it and putting stuff out there in the future, because you don't know 10 seconds from now you might fall over dead. Enjoy the moment. This is all you have. Enjoy the moment. Now, if you're looking for the partnership and stuff like this right down the road and stuff, I'm not saying just go blissfully day by day. I'm saying at some point in time, if you're with somebody over a certain amount of time, you need to have that discussion. You know, what are your goals? What are your plans? Where do you see yourself 5, 10 years from now? If they can tell you and it aligns with what you got, you good. If they can't tell you, keep it moving.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Blaylock in the Church of Relationship. I'm sending in my tithing check. No. Actually, I'm doing an automatic withdrawal for my tithe, because I'm trying to go to mating and dating heaven. Okay, so I got something I want to say really quick, if I can, because you said something so powerful about the moment. I did an activity with my high school seniors this week. I passed out bubbles to everybody, and I said I want to see who can blow the most bubbles in 60 seconds. And I said, for the students that don't have bubbles, I want you to observe these bubbles as moments in time. And after the 60 seconds, we'll rap about what happened. And this is what I'm listening to. One of the students was saying, you know what, everything, all the bubbles were popping so fast, I really didn't get a chance to see them. And another student interrupted and said, what are you talking about? I was living in the moment. I was eating bubbles, popping bubbles. I was watching bubbles bounce. I was like having a ball. And that's exactly what you chimed in on, is that the moment is a present. And if we don't take time to enjoy it, those moments are going to be gone, just like that bubble. I saw some
they
students.
Will.
Aim, go ahead.
No, they will. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I saw some another student just aimlessly watching the bubbles. Like, he was just like, man, I give up. So he was watching the moments go by and didn't really capitalize on it. And then another student said, Miss Bird, you know, it wasn't fair because I didn't get bubbles. So I went to toss him a bubble and toss him like the little bubbles, and somebody intercepted. And I said, what just happened? And the class was like, oh, shoot, she just stole a moment, stole a bubble. I said, exactly. She took advantage of an opportunity. And I said, that's what we have to do. And I say, in this example, in relationships, we don't take advantage of opportunities. The first opportunity is to say what we want, and then to live it out without depending on the other person. You can want something and still live it out. If I want to go out, go out if you're single. If you want to go out with someone, go out with someone. If you don't have anyone, go meet someone. Hello, all these people on Facebook.
Yeah,
You want to do your asset checks, and you also want to check your network. I think there's, you know, uncharted real estate when it comes to the dating scene with our network. And so, you know, you want to just get your numbers up and go for you and do what's best for you. And that's why I'm inspired as I listen to both of you and as well as Denise about what's going on in current events. And I want all the listeners to create their own current event for this upcoming week. What's your date current event? What's your, you know, what is the love scene going to be like this week? Don't just aimlessly watch moments pass you by. Create the moment, take the moment, make the moment. All right? So,
you know,
you have
closing.
If you don't mind, I want to ask something because we can address this next week. I want to do this before you get off. But what happens when the scenario is in reverse? We've got Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling. He wants to get married. She's on baby number two. She doesn't want to get married. That's the question I'm posing for next week.
When the baby mama just want to stay the baby mama?
Yeah, when the woman doesn't want to get married and doesn't want to be in that relationship and doesn't want to be want it to be that official or that, you know, what is it about this piece of paper that means we're in a relationship, we're together, we are, you know, this couple. How does it, why is it, it defines us? They're already a
family. Oh, I like it.
Baby number two, you know, they've been together
but
for
a minute. But she don't want the ring.
Right, yeah. She probably wants a ring, just not that ring.
Well, I hope you all are going to be available to join us again on Vibrate and Elevate next week as we hit you with part three to this What's Going On in May, Mating or Dating, all right? You want to find us at vibrateandelevate.com. Make sure you check out Andre Blaylock. What's your website?
www.andreblaylockwithay.com. Come check me out.
All right. That's right. Consultations are needed. And if you're serious, you might want to join the Church of Relationship. You want to get your tithes on automatic deduction so you can go to Relationship Heaven.
Pastor Deacon Brown.
y'all clown. And this is the last thing I want to leave for my single people. It's the last thing I want to leave. Look, this is something I adopted for myself. No matter where I go, I'm never alone because there's me, myself, and I, and the three of us have a ball.
Amen.
Mayday,
and Denise,
Mayday,
how can
Mayday.
Mayday. We need some help. Denise, how can we connect with you?
I am redesigning a website, but you can find me at ValerieDeniseJones.com. Again, that's Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, DeniseJones.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, we promise you we're going to open up next week all about the callers. I didn't get a chance to open up some of the lines. The lines were stacked tonight. Thank you so much for chiming in. And we want you to be successful in your relationship. So make sure you take some notes from tonight. Make it do what it do. What is going to be your current event this upcoming week on the dating scene? Don't wait for it to happen. Predict it. Put it in motion. All right, go get them dates, ladies. Peace and blessings to you. Vibrate now.